This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fam. We're live, Ashburn, Virginia. It's hotter than hell, but I can't complain because PFT Commenter is joining the program. That means football is back, and PFT is playing hurt. I believe you're sick. What's up, dude? How you been?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Everyone's playing through something this time of year. You know, like we're a little bit banged up right now, but we're going through 2-a-days. I'm so excited about football being back. I'm so excited about training camp. I've been watching every single update that you guys are putting out there. I know that we can't get too far ahead of ourselves, but I'm ready to put JCM in the Hall of Fame. Ja'Cory feels like this is a guy that's going to be a great running back in this system. I went back, watched all of his college tape. I love the way that he cuts. So, okay, I'm not going to get ahead of myself, but I'm thinking 2,000 yards minimum for Ja'Cory this season.
Next, Eric Dickers.
Yeah, I mean, he's smooth. He is a smooth running back. So I'm pumped about that. I'm also on Terry watch, and I know you guys are too. I don't think that we're going to have any updates in the near future about that, but I am optimistic that even if Terry waits to sign until right before the season starts, he'll be fine. Like Jaden said it, and I trust Terry, and he's definitely staying in shape, and he'll be fine. But I'm trying not to press the panic button, but I have thought about taking the panic button out of the case.
I don't think it's panic button time yet. DQ said something that I think made a lot of sense. Now, granted, he was talking about Sam Cosmi, but now for Cosmi, it's more of just like a roster decision if he goes to IR or how they handle it based on where they think his ability to come back is. But he said, he's like, yeah, about a month from now, late August is when we really need to start making those decisions. And in my head, I heard kind of DQ, all right, late August is roughly the Terry timeline when we really get to crunch time. And yeah, and that to me just made a lot of sense.
Yeah, I'm trying not to panic yet. I'm just telling myself everything will be fine. It's all good. Get more reps for Debo. How is Debo looking? I need to ask you guys about that because I'm out here in Chicago and I'm dealing with a lot of haters, a lot of people that don't want to see Washington succeed, whether that be from Bears fans that might feel a certain way about yeah, the Caleb Jaden rivalry, or I work amongst a lot of Eagles fans too. And the Eagles fans out there, you know who you are. They're seeing all the videos that are coming out of Debo Samuel, and they're saying, oh, he looks big, he looks heavy. I think he looks like he's in great shape. I asked George Kittle about what's going on with Debo, and Kittle said that Debo is in, like, the best shape that he's ever seen him in his entire life. So please tell me and please share with everybody that anyone that's just watching these videos put out by the aggregators, you're getting fooled, and that Debo is actually really, really skinny and really strong.
Yeah, I mean, he looks great.
First
play of 11s of training camp was a slot fade to Debo for a touchdown. Jaden laid it in there perfectly. He looks great. You know, they're still working through some of the chemistry on things, but overall on the field with his cuts and everything, he looks big, he looks strong, he looks ready to go, he looks fast. I don't think there's anything to worry about there. I think it's just once you get 17 on the field with him, yeah, it's going to be a totally different offense.
I think if there was one thing to notice, it's that 17 isn't out there. And there's some plays that you know he would make that maybe other guys aren't. But as for Debo, dude, you can clap back to the haters because he looks great.
Looks awesome.
Okay. All right. I'm very excited to hear that. I think he looks awesome too. I just deal with a lot of naysayers out here that sometimes, you know, they don't have your best interests at heart. We're all sports fans. They're rooting against me, so I gotta make sure that I'm on my details with what's actually happening out there. The other question I had for you guys is what they're doing with Connerly. Is he getting any reps at all with the first team?
Not so. This is kind of the DQ playbook where rookies are. I mean, if you remember this time last year, like Jaden and Mariota were splitting time, even though everybody knew which way that was going. You are still seeing more Andrew Wiley at right tackle with the ones. Oh, Blake saying hello.
Blake saying what's up.
But I do think I have very little. Honestly, the way I see it shaking out is I think Connerly eventually, whether it's a couple weeks from now, starts getting all the work at the ones at right tackle, and then I think they're going to move Wiley inside to play the right guard until Cosmi comes back. I think you got like a bit of a Wiley-Allegretti battle at that right guard spot, but if you think about this offensive line, last year you're going to have two of your starters now as your top depth pieces, versatile guys in Wiley and Allegretti, and I just think Coleman as a guard, I think, could be really good. Tunsil's just a monster. I think the O-line could go from a real question mark last year to an absolute advantage this year.
100%.
Okay, that's good to hear. I thought that Quinn was going to kind of play it the same way, where it's like Connerly obviously could play. He's talented enough. He's big enough. He's strong enough. But if you want to just like ease him into training camp, get him used to the speed of the game, that's probably the best way to go about it.
Dude, I did want to ask you something, and maybe you already know this, but you're clearly all in on Jacory Kroski-Merritt. Are mm-hmm. you aware of his nickname?
I am not, no.
He goes by Bill.
His nickname is Bill?
They call him Bill Merritt, yes.
Why?
I think apparently when he was a kid, he looked like Little Bill. I think is what it was.
Like, everybody calls him Bill, PFT. So I kind of think that's awesome. Yeah. There's not enough Bills anymore, but get ready for the Bill Merritt show.
I love that. I love that the nickname is Bill, like, totally simple to the point. That's a good piece of it. Everything I hear about this guy, I mean, Bill,
yeah,
this guy's going to be a Hall of Famer. I'm not getting ahead of myself. I'm not trying to do Ashburn Syndrome, JP. I'm trying to kind of stay medium, as Jim Zorn taught me to do back in 2007. But, Hall of Famer, easily, Bill.
PFT, what's your confidence level in the defense? That was kind of the story out here today. Defense was flying around making some plays. What's your confidence level in the defense this year?
Oh, I think that we're in a great spot, at least from a fan perspective, whereas like if Jaden has a bad day of practice, then we can just be like, the defense is flying around out there. Defense is having a great practice. Defense is going to be a strength this year. And then if Jaden has a great day of practice, then it's like, oh, yeah, Jaden's taking a big step in his second season, no sophomore slump. So it's like you can see whichever side of the coin that you really want to. But I'm optimistic about the defense. I thought that the defense was just complete hot garbage to start the year last year. And I said, I think after like 3 weeks, that if the defense can just get to playing at an average level, that we should make the playoffs and that we could win a playoff game. And the defense did. It got to, like, I think they maxed out their ability last year by becoming, you know, kind of an average defense. But now adding a couple pieces. I like Von Miller. We're going to be in Ashburn next week. We're going to be doing
well, let's go.
We're hitting the road. So we're going to be stopping through Ashburn next week. I'm definitely going to try to talk to Von while we're out there. Recurring guest on Part of My Take, but also, you know, sit down with some of the other guys. But I love Von Miller. I think that he's still effective in pass rush situations. Like he's been pretty good, and he hasn't been that banged up. I know that the book on him is that he's injury prone right now as he gets older. But if you look at, you know, he had the ACL, right? But then after that, he played, I want to say, the vast majority of games for the Bills in the last couple of seasons. I think he missed like four games last year.
Totally.
So it's not like this guy is a complete shell of himself. I think he could still make a huge impact in pass rush situations. I am a little bit apprehensive about what's going to happen with the safeties this year because I love Chin. I thought that Chin...
That's a big loss, dude.
he was a big physical dude, right? Like, he was a big guy that could run pretty good back there. I don't know how we're going to replace him. But I do know that – who's the second-year safety out of Texas Tech? Is that Owens?
Tyler Owens, yep.
Yeah.
He had a pick today.
Yeah, Owens is – he's another kind of physical freak. If you look at his numbers that he put up at Pro Day, he's – the dude is a monster. I think he had the highest vertical. I think he ran like a 4.3 40. But the most interesting thing about him that I'll have to ask him about when we're in Ashburn, the guy doesn't believe that space is real.
Really?
Yeah, which is good for a defensive back when it comes to separation. But he does not believe in the concept of outer space. So I'm going to have to sit down, maybe pop a couple gummies, and have a long conversation with him.
That sounds like a good conversation to have. It's funny you bring up Chin, because we were talking about that to open the show. He played 100% of snaps, like, in every important game. Unless there was one game where he may or may not have been concussed, but got knocked out and came out for a bit. But when he was healthy, he played 100% of snaps. And that is a big loss. They really like Will Harris, the guy they brought in. But the safety position.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Has some real question marks. And, dude, you talked about how bad they were. Think about just the difference in week one DBs. Last year, they rolled out there week one against the Bucs with Emmanuel Forbes and Mike Davis. And this year, yeah. It's going to be – I personally think it's going to be Lattimore and Amos with Sammer still in the slot. And, that, like, the talent level is so significantly different. And I think that should help a bunch.
Yeah, that sounds a lot better. And I'm excited to watch Sandra still, too. I think he's become my favorite player on this defense. We're both short kings. What is he, like 5'8", 5'9"?
Yeah.
Physical guy.
He blew up the rookie, yes. Jalen Lane today, too.
Awesome.
As much as you can blow somebody up in non-padded practice. But he just made a good play on a screenplay, and I think it was like a little welcome to the NFL moment for Lane.
Anybody that brings out the amount of excitement and enthusiasm in Jim Harbaugh like Mike Sandersville, I'm immediately sold on that guy. Like, that is a guy that will be a great player for us, I think. And I talked to, Sam Schwartzstein. He does, like, the Samalytics on Thursday Night Football. Much to his chagrin, he's the one that created the XFL-style kickoff that the NFL uses right now that President Trump seems to go after, like, every time he talks about football. That's our good friend Sam Schwartzstein. And he's been sending me clips of Mikey Sanders still as he's like prepping for the upcoming season and just showing me some of the plays that he made last year where they might not be something that you pick up on during the game as you're watching, might not even show up in a stat sheet, but some of the incredible stuff that he's able to do and the trust that Dan Quinn put in him as a rookie to be able to not necessarily freelance, but to trust his instincts. I believe the phrase that Sam sent me, I think he said, this type of stuff is Ed Reed-like, and I don't say that without understanding what I'm saying. So I'm pumped to watch Sanders still. He's become one of my favorite guys.
What do you make of the age of this team? One of the oldest teams in the NFL, if not the oldest team in the NFL. But I was telling JP earlier, I mean, you're watching practice today. Von Miller's lining up against Tunsil. Bobby Wagner had an interception. You watched last year Zach Ertz catches the touchdown that sends you to the playoffs. Like, seeing some of these vets in this uniform is pretty, pretty cool. But vets that can still produce, too.
Yeah, so what is the age? Is it like 27, 28 average?
Yeah, 27.2 or something.
Yeah, I mean, when you say it like that, it doesn't sound that old. 27 still, from a 40-year-old guy, that I would kill a man to feel 27 again. But yeah, I think for the most part, the veterans that we have, the ones that were at least on the team last year, they played and they impacted the game. They were actually, like, you know, not liabilities out there. They didn't look slow. Sure, Ertz doesn't look like he has the exact same explosiveness that he did. Wagner might not be as fast as he was when he was 26 years old, but all those guys were plus players for the Commanders last year. And I think that with Von Miller, yeah, he's the exact guy. He might not be an every down pass rusher, but when you get him in the game, the guy still knows how to get to the quarterback. He's going to be able to get to the quarterback when he's 45 years old if he wants to. So I like all the additions that we've made. That's kind of the roster that Dan Quinn and Adam Peters took over. There were a lot of holes on it. There were a bunch of holes, and you had to fill them kind of in a patchwork style. But the people that he's brought in, they've all been impact, even if they're on, you know, like the senior tour level. So right. I'm not concerned about the age in that situation, because the most important position we have, we got a young guy on his rookie contract. If you want to go out there and bring in veterans as free agents, now's the time to do it. Spend that money.
Well, I totally agree with you. I also think with the age stuff, Von Miller the other day had a hell of a line about, he said, I could roll out of bed and still rush the passer. Like, he knows what he's doing getting to opposing quarterbacks. But this could be useful for you, PFT, when the haters come at you about the age. Think about this. If you are just averaging out the data, Josh Johnson, who ideally never takes a single snap this season, is 39 years old. Like, he is driving up your average age so significantly. Tressway's 35. Tyler Ott is your long snapper at 33. Mariota's 31. So the number of players, not that Tress and Tyler Ott don't have a real impact, but, like, between Mariota, Johnson, Ott, and Tress, you know, they drive up the average age so significantly, and they probably, if everything goes according to plan, play, like, 4% of the snaps on the season. So it's a little convoluted. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and listen, Tressway, I would let Tressway punt for the team until he was 50 years old. I love watching Tress play. I'm not concerned about the age. I'm really not. I think that with Josh Johnson, he's 39, he said. Here's the one thing about Josh Johnson. I just want him to get like a two-year contract as a backup somewhere. I want that guy to find a place where he can actually buy a house instead of just renting one, because that dude has played for every team in the NFL. He's played here at D.C. Multiple times. But if you look at his career and how he's been traveling around, like, he gets to places and he stays there for 8 months and then he leaves. And he's had a great career in terms of making money as a backup quarterback. I just always wonder, why has Josh Johnson not ever been able to get, like, a three-year deal as a backup quarterback somewhere? It seems like he should.
Well, I'm curious, PFT. I was listening to my guy on the Infinity Sports Network the other night, and he said if he could have a career, he wants it one of two ways. He either wants to be in one spot for his entire career so he's a legend, or he was talking about Rich Hill. He's like, I want to play in every city imaginable over 20 years. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, that would be fun, too. Get to go travel around, see the world a little bit. Maybe go play in Europe for a couple years, too. It's not bad, but I think that, like, you know, as you're growing up and you're getting into your 30s, it would be nice to be able to live in the same city for 2 years at a time. Like, he's had a wild career just bouncing around, and he's a good backup quarterback. Like, I've seen him get in games and be effective at times. So it's probably too late for him to get, like, a big multi-year deal as a backup somewhere if he's 39 years old. I just want to draw attention, put some respect in Josh Johnson's name.
I covered Josh Johnson's only win as a starting quarterback in Jacksonville in 2018. It was a hell of a ball game. PFT, I wanted to offer you something.
Okay.
Maybe they've sold these before. It looks like the first time to me. You know the big, I don't know if you call that a straw hat. Like, you know, remember Mortal Kombat, I think, the hat that Raiden wore? Like,
yeah.
Like the big triangle hat? You know how Cliff Kingsbury basically wears one of those?
Yeah.
On the practice field? They're selling those. And I wonder if by the time you get here next week, they might be sold out. Can I get you one of those just as a thank you for all the radio hits over the years?
Yeah, absolutely. I would want one of those things. That might be something that Cliff brought back from Thailand when he went on his indefinite excursion there a couple of years ago.
It might be. One other thing I wanted to bring up, just as an AWL, I have not I'm saving the Scotty interview for my ride home because – PFT, I don't know if you're aware of this. The DMV just got a major award.
What's that?
We now have the worst traffic in the country. We've overtaken LA. The DMV, as per Consumer Affairs, the Washington D.C. area has the worst traffic in the country.
Number one, baby.
Aren't you excited?
We did it. We did it, guys. I'm pumped about that. That's so. I mean, I've always hated D.C. traffic, but it has. Every time I come back to visit, it does seem like it's gotten worse. And a little sneak preview part of my take today, we did the Mount Rushmore of things that you wish that you could be severed for, like in the show Severance, where they block it out from your memory.
I listen,
and,
yeah.
Traffic, I think, is a great pick for that. If you could just get into your car, you close the door, and then by the time you open your car door, it's just like you're teleporting somewhere. So you don't ever have to sit in bumper-to-bumper traffic when it's 92 degrees outside, 93% humidity. And just get frustrated with your life. I think I think traffic is a great pick for them, Mount Rushmore. I'm not going to say which team picked it if you're going to be voting for it, because that would be cheating. But you can go to the Part of My Take Twitter account, and the team that voted for traffic, I think that's a very strong pick for Severance.
Well, dude, I was listening to the Mount Rushmore segment this morning, and Hank said, he's like, I love driving, I hate traffic, and I can't agree with that more. Like, one of my favorite things to do is just go for a drive. But I was sitting in traffic. Dude, today there was – I don't know the last time you've been on the Beltway near Tyson's Corner, PFT, but buckle the hell up. There is massive construction on the GW Parkway. Like, as much as you guys should avoid that area when you come to town, as a dude that's from here, I almost want you to go drive over there just to experience how awful things are right now. And I was listening to Hank say that as I'm sitting in traffic and there's an accident. 28 off Waxpool was closed. It was down to one lane. It was just nonstop bleep show. And I was listening to the severed thing, and I watched the show, and I was like, dear God, I would go for that right now. You could saw my brain in half if I could forget traffic all the time.
Anytime there's traffic around that part, I always assume it's just a line for on the border. People are just trying to get those chips and that salsa, which is probably worth the wait. But, also on Part of My Take today, JP, I know that you're a golf guy. Scotty Scheffler is on the show, and he breaks some pretty good news for us about Fartgate at the Open Championship last week. If you remember the fart on 17 that was picked up by the TV broadcast, Scotty kind of breaks that down for us. So I'd say that's probably worth the download in itself.
Dude, it's gonna take me – no lie, probably 90 minutes to get home, even on a Friday, just because of the mess that Tyson's is. And I waited on the Scheffler interview to listen to that on my ride home. I want to let you run, PFT. We appreciate the time. I do want to say Time Magazine is full of bleep, and they have no idea what they're doing in podcast rankings.
Yeah, the top 100 podcasts of all time. And I honestly do not care that they don't put, like, Part of My Take up there. Whatever. It's an arbitrary list. But it was very funny that if you're doing the 100 most influential podcasts of all time, that you don't have, like, Joe Rogan up there. So, like, no matter what you think about Joe Rogan, to not include him in the top 100 podcasts ever. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I said, like, say what you want about Dan Bongino and his ever-evolving stance on certain crimes, but he did podcast his way into becoming the deputy director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So there's a lot of people that they left off the list that kind of made you scratch your head. But yeah, shout out to the Tennis Podcast. The Tennis Podcast, one of the top 100 most influential podcasts of all time. So they got a new listener for me.
Hey man, national sports podcast with AWLs around the world. We appreciate you, PFT. We'll see you next week, man.
Yeah, see you next week. Go Comets.
All right, looking forward to it. See you, buddy. That's the great PFT commenter, hysterical. If you don't listen to Pardon My Take, I don't know, you live under a rock or something, download it. It's really good. And Wherever you download your podcast, you can also get B. Mitchell Finley. Did you know that, Toby?
I did know that. I'm going to have to listen to that Scotty Scheffler interview.
That sounds right up your alley.
Fartgate.
Fartgate. If you hear any farts while we're here in the tent, know that it's Toby. Mitch Dischler at noon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.